Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Longtime director of Gillette Reproductive Health announces retirement. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The longtime director of Gillette Reproductive Health has announced her retirement after more than 25 years leading the clinic. According to her Facebook page, in a letter to the community, Julie Price Carroll said she is stepping down with gratitude for the support the organization has received and confidence in its future under new leadership. Price Carroll's retirement comes on the heels of a high-profile battle this past year as clinic leaders sought financial support from both the City of Gillette and Campbell County government. In June, the Gillette City Council voted 4-3 to remove $30,000 in optional 1% sales tax funding from the clinic's budget, a move that sparked strong community reaction and an online petition in support of the clinic. Supporters argued the funding was vital for low-cost health services like cancer screenings, STD testing, and contraception, and criticized what they saw as misleading claims about the clinic's services. The council later restored the $30,000 with conditions requiring reporting and restrictions on how the funds could be used. Campbell County commissioners approved up to $15,000 in optional 1% sales tax revenue for the clinic, but after the organization raised $40,000 in private donations, with the county then matching additional funds raised up to that $15,000 cap. Price Carroll said in her letter that the past year brought challenges, conversations, and growth, and she thanked the community for helping ensure the clinic's doors stay open. Price Carroll said she plans to spend more time with family and travel in retirement, confident that Gillette Reproductive Health is positioned for continued success even after a difficult funding fight. Wyoming leaders praise Maduro capture as Democrats raise war powers concerns. Wyoming's top Republican leaders are praising the Trump administration following the capture of Venezuelan strongman Nicolas Maduro, while Democrats warn the operation could draw the U.S. into a deeper international conflict without congressional approval. President Donald Trump announced that U.S. forces apprehended Maduro in a Friday night raid in Caracas. The operation, carried out by elite military units with law enforcement and intelligence support, also captured Maduro's wife. Federal prosecutors in New York have charged the couple in connection with an alleged cocaine trafficking operation. According to Cowboy State Daily, Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon called Maduro a corrupt and undemocratic leader, saying the Venezuelan people now have a chance at freedom. Gordon added that he is praying for the safety of U.S. troops and Americans still in Venezuela. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis labeled Maduro a narco-terrorist and praised what she called decisive leadership, while Senator John Barrasso said the world is safer with the dictator removed from power. Some Democrats, while not defending Maduro, criticized the action as unauthorized by Congress. Lawmakers, including Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, argue the strike violates U.S. war powers law and international norms. Kaine is now pushing a resolution that would require congressional approval for further military action in Venezuela. The debate is expected to intensify when the measure reaches the Senate floor this week. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.